Down in my heart to stay. This week, we are so thankful that you were willing to share your offering towards our service project, which is the Ronald McDonald House in Hershey. So as you all here, we're learning about science. There are researchers all over the world using science experiments to figure out treatments for the sick kids. And there are doctors and nurses trying to figure out what is the best treatment for those kids as well. So if the families of the kids in the hospital live far away, the Ronald McDonald House is available for them to stay. The Ronald McDonald House is not somewhere that parents want to have to stay. That means their kids are in the hospital. But if you need the services of the Ronald McDonald House, it is a wonderful, wonderful place to stay. Have any of you used the services of the Ronald McDonald House? Yeah. We stayed one night, and we were so blessed to be able to stay there, but only stay there one night. And there are so many people who stay weeks, months, longer. So as we were talking about science, I was trying to think of something that was scientific, but yet related to the kids. And so I really hope that you are able to connect. Each day there was a prayer focus. The first day we prayed for the sick kids. The second day, we prayed for the parents and the families of those kids in the hospital. On Wednesday, we prayed for the doctors and the nurses and the hospital staff, all of those who are caring for the children. On Thursday, we prayed for the researchers all over the world who are working on things that have not yet been discovered to treat those illnesses that people in the world are faced with. And today, we prayed for the work of the Ronald McDonald House as they host the parents who are going through an extremely difficult time, and all the people who come in to make meals, all the people that provide needed items for the Ronald McDonald House. So this evening, you're going to have another opportunity to give towards our service project, and later on, we will give you a total. I'm really excited to share how much money we've collected this week towards the Ronald McDonald House. So thank you very much. Ushers, you can come on up.
You can sit down if you want, you know. You keep standing, you know, that's fine too. We're gonna do something. We're finding the page number.
His family took the Titanic.
Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, the dearest and the best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross in exchange for something or crime. To the old rugged cross, I will ever be true.
Welcome to our final episode of Sun Sparks Labs. Your children have been amazing this week. We want to welcome you here tonight, and I want to introduce to you my assistant, Sally, and my newest lab assistant, Susie. Please give them a warm welcome.
Hello. We'd also like to you to welcome all the wonderful lab assistants who did such an amazing job at SunSparks Lab this week. All you kids, wave your hands around. Great job, guys.
Woo! We had a great time this week with cool demonstrations, fun games, and yummy, yummy food.
And most important of all, we learned amazing true things about the Bible.
That's right. We discovered God's plan for you, for me, for everyone. So since you were all exploring and discovering things in the labs this week, you must remember our demonstration about gravity.
Can you give us a demonstration? Thank you.
That's astonishing. That's amazing. Gravity is still working.
Our SunSparks principle says that when God made the world, he created all scientific laws that govern it, laws like gravity.
We've been discovering all kinds of amazing principles God created. And we've discovered answers to some very important questions.
That reminds me of what we learned about cause and effect.
We have a spark principle about cause and effect. Whatever we do is a cause, and it has a result, an effect. Whenever we sin, the effect is separation from God.
The faster air moves around an object, the less the air pushes on it. In this case, gravity is pushing down on the ball at the same rate air is pushing up on the ball. That's the cause. The effect is that the ball hovers in the airflow. Nice job, Susie.
And holding the tube over the ball is the cause. The effect is that the ball will go shooting out the other end of the tube.
So God gave us his word, the Bible, and sent Jesus so that we could know him.
That's not the only reason God sent Jesus. The most important reason God sent Jesus was so that we could be transformed into members of his family.
We have a spark principle about transformation. This principle states that transformation occurs when something new is introduced to an existing object and changes the object. Jesus changes us.
Susie, can you show us how that works?
You bet.
We demonstrated transformation by placing a balloon filled with baking soda onto a bottle with vinegar. The combination created carbon dioxide, which filled the balloon. Again, great job, Susie.
Jesus can transform us. In 1 Peter 3:18, the Bible tells us, Christ died for our sins once and for all time. The one who did what is right died for those who don't do right. He died to bring you to God.
Jesus' death and resurrection makes it possible for us to become members of God's family. If you want to know more about that, see us and we'd be glad to share God's love with you and talk about it. But that's not the end of our story.
Before Jesus left Earth, he gave instructions to his friends. Jesus wanted them to go all over the world to tell others about him and sharing God's love the way he had.
One of our spark principles tells us that a chain reaction is a series of events caused by the one before. Sharing God's love with others can start a chain reaction too. And it goes on and on and on.
Let's demonstrate that principle. Everyone on the far left end of the pew is going to give the person a high five to their left, and we're going to pass it the whole way across the pew, and let's see how this reaction works.
It's that way with God's love. When you share God's love with someone, then that person might want to share the love with others. And then that person will share it with someone else, and on and on and on.
Let's demonstrate that chain reaction in a mega super way.
Watch this.
Mega chain reaction. That is the demonstration of how we ought to share God's love with one another. We want to again thank you for joining us for Sun Sparks Lab. I'm Professor Petrie.
And I'm Sally.
And I'm Susie.
We'll see you next year.
Younger kids been planning and working very hard to sing for you all. Our older kids have also been doing a lot of songs that they would like to share about you. So if you were in K-2 through junior high, come on up. The older you are and the taller you are, the higher you're going to stand on the steps. So sorry, LJ, but you're in the front.
So he made a family, and when he was done, he smiled on it all and said, it is good. It is good, it is good.
We are. Okay.
Thank you so much, kids, for sharing the songs that you learned this week. I would like to share the total of how much you all have collected and given this week. Are you ready? Can you give me a drum roll? Let's hear it, let's hear it, let's hear it. $1,700. $1,700. Way to go, everybody. Thank you.
Sleep in. I think they'll sleep in. What do you think? So we want to thank you for joining us for Vacation Bible School, especially allowing your kids to be a part of this week. Remember, no matter what we've done, no matter where we've been, that Jesus still loves you. He loves us so much that he gave his life for us. So when you leave this place, consider the fact that God's love goes with you. And so we thank you for joining us here. And let's just close in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to share this week with children, to be able to laugh, to be able to learn, but most of all, to be able to love one another, just like you loved us. So, Father, we thank you for that love. We thank you for the difference it makes in our lives. And we just pray, no matter what's going on in our life, no matter what we're facing right now, we can trust you and we can know that there's hope through that love. And so we just give our lives to you and we ask you to just speak that truth that these kids learned this week into our lives and let us know that you indeed have a plan for us. Thank you again, Lord, for all the fun and excitement we had. Go with us now as we depart in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for coming. Love to see you on Sunday, 8 or 10:30. Take care.